This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Oh, Race Wars. Lord have mercy. Matt's gone. Max is here behind the booth.
Kind of.
How's it going? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm very good.
All right. They didn't hear him because he's not on mic.
Yeah.
We got a packed house. Let's go around. Let's introduce yourself.
Alexis Guerreros.
Brian Kim.
Christian Polanco.
God damn it, they ain't a game show. Alexis, say something about yourself.
I don't know.
Fucking assholes.
Whatever. One half of the Cooligans, the other one's right over there.
Tell people what that is.
It's the funniest soccer podcast in the history of the world. It's also the gulliest soccer podcast in the history of
now,
the world.
Now, do you call it soccer or do you call it football?
We call it soccer because that's the word the English invented. They told us that was the name, so fuck you, that's your name.
That's the name, soccer. That's what
that's
I like.
That's it. It's associated football. It's
the
association
English named
football.
It that?
Yeah.
And then they turned cunty and said football all. Always?
It's always been football. All
That's
three
so
sports
annoying.
Are the same. I'm not going to go through the whole thing.
Right. So where are your people from that you care about this?
I grew up
Race Wars.
I'll get into it. I grew up in Newark, so I was surrounded by Brazilians, Portuguese, Trinidadians, Grenadians, Jamaicans.
Yeah. Way before Trump got in office.
Oh
huh?
yeah. Now they're all hiding. They're all hiding, afraid of walls.
So but, you grew up around in that kind of neighborhood in Jersey.
Yeah, I grew up in Newark. Like it's everybody.
Right,
I'm Cuban, but there were not that many other Cubans. There were some Puerto Ricans, some Dominicans. So I did definitely play baseball, but.
Right.
For the most part, soccer was like everybody loved it. I was like, all right, fuck it, I will too.
Okay. And yeah. The podcast is popular.
It's popping.
People like it.
I'm excited about it.
Okay,
yeah.
And how you feel about this? The Women World Cup, they just won the championship.
It's fucking amazing. We got two friends on it, which is dope.
Who's that?
We got Rose Lavelle and Ellie Krieger on the team.
Nice.
Ooh. Yeah, it's so
they've been on our show, but now I've just realized they're our friends.
Yeah, no, they're homies. When you're retweeting us saying, yes, love you both, yeah, no, we're homies.
That's true.
We're trying to get invited to Ellie Krieger's wedding, please. Fingers crossed.
Wow. Now, do you think they deserve equal pay? And be honest with me now.
No, I think they deserve
the
more.
More pay?
Fuck yeah, let's get it.
They don't pay for dates.
Where's the camera? I'll fight all y'all. No, they deserve 100%. They deserve equal pay. I don't understand why. I get
who's
why.
Who's in
maybe
charge of paying? Oh, that's my question.
U.S. Soccer.
U.S. Soccer.
U.S. Soccer. Carlos Cordero, the guy who got Megan Rapinoe's name wrong, the fucking idiot, is the president, and he gets the fucking name wrong. Imagine your boss got your name wrong and
that
doesn't pay you as much.
Yeah, I've been called Godfrey more than once.
Oh shit! Wait, who are you?
It's not like they're bringing in the same amount of money that men's soccer.
They're bringing in
more.
Yes. But they're bringing in more because they're more successful than the men. So the men don't have to.
So
they win the actual World Cup.
Won four. Fucking World Cup championships.
I understand, but
so
it's
they're
a
more
business.
Popular in America.
Yeah, but they need advertisers and stuff and people to watch, so fewer people watch the women's soccer.
No,
you're wrong. That is incorrect.
I didn't care.
This
about
World Cup, more people watch this World Cup than last year's men's World Cup in the U.S. because,
really?
But a big reason was because the U.S. men did not make it into the World Cup, so that definitely did affect
the
it.
But
the men
qualified for the last.
The men who didn't qualify got more money than the bitches who did won it all.
How about this?
Well,
the men just lost Copa.
Yeah, yeah.
The men just lost the Gold Cup, which is a regional competition.
Okay.
We just lost in the
who
final.
Who we lost to?
Mexico.
We lost to Mexico.
That's why we're going to build that wall.
They made more money winning, losing that game than the women did winning the Women's World Cup.
Why?
Because we're men, bitch. That's why. What you talk about?
Because
we
people
men.
Like you
we
who
failed.
Don't support your own people.
I don't care about soccer. I didn't care about the men's soccer either.
I
struggle so hard to care.
But you should
it's as
care
as your
about
period.
Equal pay. I don't care if you're into sports or not. You should just know that women are not getting an equal shake at something. I don't care if it's fucking biophysics or kicking a ball in the net.
Right. I don't give a fuck about accounting, but I would care if all of a sudden Cubans were making less money than Dominicans at it.
Well, let me meet these.
I'd be totally fine with that, to be honest.
Just the fact that Dominicans became accountants. Excited.
But, you know, let's just chalk this down to another victory for men. We're just beating women in this.
Yeah. I'm not going to celebrate the words beating women.
we beating the shit out of them.
That's right. We Ike Turner, if you will.
So wait, who's better? Who are the better players? Is it the women or is it the men?
If the women went up against the men would probably win, only because you know physical
like
stature. Yeah.
But as far as like the legacy in the game, the women are much better.
Yeah.
Relatively, yeah. In their respective genders, the women are better.
Also, the way World Cup winning and all that sort of affects TV ratings for soccer and popularity of soccer, anytime whether men or women win, there's a bump. So for that, women are creating more of a sort of an advancement in the popularity of the sport than the men do. Because anytime you win at all, it bumps up the popularity of soccer.
Right.
We just need to win. I don't care if it's the kids, the adults, the women, the men. I don't care.
Yeah, right.
They got mad quiet in here.
Yes. Oh, no. Hey.
As I was talking. Yeah.
Hey. Now keep going. Let's go around. Now introduce yourself again.
Yeah, Brian Kim, comedian, actor.
Yes.
What, Korea?
Now, Brian,
good credits
started,
to have.
You started comedy in L.A.?
I did. And then I moved out here about 5 years ago.
5 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. And how's it been going so far?
All good, man. I love the city. I love doing spots here. I got, you get much better faster here, you know?
Yes.
Just that grind.
No, I'm guessing, I got to get my dumb joke in. I know you're South Korean because we're talking face to face.
Is this table the demilitarized?
Wait, were you born in Korea?
I was. I came to the U.S. when I was like 3.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're like me.
Yeah. Oh, so, really? Where are you from?
You were born in Korea as well?
No, she was born
I'm
in
Korean.
Israel.
Excuse me.
You're Korean. Yeah, I was born in Korea. Yeah. South Korea. Korean.
So you were born in South Korea, and then your parents moved here when you were 3, and we got siblings?
Yeah, I have a younger sister. My dad came here.
Your sister was born here or there?
Here.
Here.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
But my dad came to this country to take over like a church. He's a Korean pastor.
Oh,
yeah. Yo, I heard take over. I'm like, what? What's he about take over?
You're South Korean? What the fuck? You're worried about Mexicans taking the jobs.
People don't know this, but fucking Christianity is huge in Korea.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Like
mega church.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a mega church. You're all out there doing a Michael Jackson dance.
Yeah, no, and like some pastors, they drive like.
Yes, I did see that video. Fuck yeah.
No, some of the pastors are driving like Bentleys and stuff, like Creflo, but Korea style. You know
they're
what I mean?
They're making that big money.
Yeah. Korea's the Atlanta.
Big mega church.
What's Magic City in Korea, dog?
Oh, there it is, I'm sure.
Did your father have a huge church in Korea before he came here?
Not a huge one, but it was like a decent, like a smaller, like a neighborhood, but like not like small, but not like huge.
Wait, where are you from?
I'm from Seoul, Korea. I was born there.
No, I mean,
LA, Los Angeles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of Koreans in LA?
Yes. So you know how like in New York, like
why you say yes like you tired of them? Everywhere I look, I see me. I hate it.
Couldn't really stand out as much.
Yeah. You think people call you Godfrey all the time? You think what I get? You know, like,
they call you Godfrey.
That's wild.
Call him Andrew Campbell.
Andre.
All right, go.
Christian Polanco. Yeah, I'm the other half of the Cooligans. Also,
now Polanco, what we talk about? What is
Dominican?
Okay, full Dominican.
Dominican. But I was born here. My parents are from the Dominican Republic. I was born in Brooklyn.
Do you have any answers on why those Americans died in the Dominican Republic recently?
We keep that amongst ourselves.
Should we not use the mini bar in the DR?
I wouldn't recommend it. It's weird because when I go, I'm not going to a resort. I'm like. I always feel this like survivor's guilt. I always feel this like weird survivor's guilt every time I go to DR, and I've gone to a resort once and
down in the DR.
Yeah, and then my mother's family is like living in real poverty. So I'm like out here flexing on Facebook and I'm like, oh,
wait,
well,
did you visit them before?
Of course, but still.
And you was like, I ain't staying. No,
you're like, all right, I gotta go and see what air conditioning is like.
So you had a choice, you asshole. Yeah.
No, I stay there like I split the time. But I feel guilty whenever I do that. But
whenever you go to the hotel.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
What happens if you try to take some of your family from the island to the hotel? Will they block them?
Yeah.
You know some places they block
them. No, you're supposed to be working.
They won't get, they're like, you're late for work.
First time we went to a resort, I remember like all the staff being like, yo, what is this family doing here? They don't like, they were just uncomfortable with this idea of like all the Dominicans in the pool. It's always supposed to be like the Dutch in the pool, not the actual Dominicans. So they were worried like, you know, we were going to get written up or something.
They're worried you're going to smoke a Dutch.
So do like Dominicans, like I'm just saying like regular people who just live on the island, do they say, hey, it's my birthday. We're going to a resort. And
nah.
Wow. That
don't happen. They don't got money like that.
No, they say it's my birthday. Could the lights please come back on?
I mean, some of them got money like that. Some of them are baseball players.
What ends up happening is a lot of the people, Dominican Republic is basically, you know, Washington Heights as well, right?
Right.
So, like, the people, they bring the money from New York. And they can, like, live a little bit more comfortably.
Okay.
They take care of, my mom has taken care of her parents.
Right.
For 4 years, and we're really only like sending like probably $200 a month or something like
that's
that.
A lot of money.
And they're good.
Yeah.
They could. They got a nice home and they're chilling.
Yeah.
Wow. And how do they feel about you all this comedy nonsense?
My parents have been pretty cool. My mom is a seamstress. He still is a seamstress. And my dad's a mechanic. And they're the fact that I can just survive and not ask them for money and I don't need them for anything, they're good with whatever I do. They've been chill.
And how many siblings? You grew up?
In Brooklyn, Sunset Park.
Okay.
And I made it out.
That's where the Dominicans are, too. There's a lot of Puerto Ricans. You had beef with Puerto Ricans?
Yeah, that was always like the issue, right? Because
you already have fallen in love with a Puerto Rican girl. Don't try to play like you was an innocent bystander, nigga.
Oh, no, he got here a white girl.
My first girlfriend was Puerto Rican.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Whatever you, your
I mean, it wasn't like I had that many options. You know?
So, wait, who are you banging now?
A Jewish girl.
No.
Here we go. So
and the family is furious.
And that's where the problem started. Yeah.
So you are in comedy. But with this Puerto Rican girl that you dated for a long time?
I dated her for about 3 years, yeah.
And your parents liked her?
Yeah, she was cool.
And her parents like you?
Her I never
here
met
we go.
Her. I never met her father because her parents had gotten divorced.
Okay.
But her mom was dating this like Panamanian dude that was like.
So he was darker than you.
Yeah. Basically.
And he had his real red gold on it.
Yeah.
You know too much regional shit, Sherrod.
It's like, yo, did I grow up with Sherrod?
Damn. A dashiki jean short fastini and sandals? Sherrod be researching stereotypes before he comes. God damn.
Race wars, baby.
This is what happens when you're on stage that long. You just go, oh, you know this such small shit about me.
Yes.
Yeah, it was fine. We had a good relationship until she was definitely, because she was my first girlfriend.
Yeah.
And this was like.
She took your virginity?
She took my virginity.
Nice.
Without my consent.
She stole it.
Is she older than you? Are we guys the same age?
We were the same age.
Well, I
was a year older.
Was it high school together?
This was like right before I started college. That's
what high school did you go to?
Global Studies in downtown Brooklyn.
Nerd. Yeah, nerd, nigga, nerd. Nerd, nigga, nerd. I would have took your Walkman.
Yeah, no, hell yeah.
Did you take her virginity also?
No, I did not. She's
a Puerto Rican girl. She had two kids already.
I love those kids like they were my own.
No, yeah.
Okay.
He only got the pussy because he bought one of them a toy.
Oh, shit.
I'm learning so much.
Yeah. Say hi to my kids first before you say hi to me.
Don't worry if one of them calls you daddy. I'll fix it later.
All right. And how long y'all had the podcast going?
It's gonna be 4 years in a couple months.
We've never missed a Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We never missed a Wednesday.
We put them out every Wednesday.
Global Studies. That's a weird school to be.
Yeah, it was like a weird. You know, it was a public school in New York, but it was like an experimental school that was
it like two floors of another school, nigga.
Yeah, yeah. Nathan Hale.
Nathan HL. That's some Spanish shit too. J Train.
Yeah.
No. This is by the F. By what? Your stop.
That's right by me. By Bergen.
By Bergen.
Bergen. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. On Court and Baltics.
Yes.
Put them in the safe neighborhood.
Yes.
Because you know, smart kids get beat up in the hood. That's a real thing. Mm-hmm. There's a school on St. Mark's.
My school was a safe space.
Yeah. But outside the school.
Yeah, because John Jay Annex was right on. It's like
John Jay High
now.
School?
John Jay Annex. Remember John Jay High School, which is in
my
Park Slope.
My sister went to that school.
But John Jay Annex was like the overspill where they couldn't put the bad kids anymore in John Jay.
That was the fat
black
pussycat.
So they sent them to John Jay Annex. And in John Jay Annex was like, and it was next door to our school. So it was like, there was always fights on that meeting corner.
Right.
There was always issues and stuff.
And they let y'all get out of school at the same time? Because sometimes they try to give the good kids like 15
minutes. Yeah. They go to school from 9:30 to 2:15.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Go on, get your ass home.
Don't wear anything bright. Yeah. Just get out of here.
You knew who the worst school was because they got out the latest.
Yeah.
They give you a running start to get your ass not stabbed.
It's like soccer with the away fans. They have to wait an extra half hour in the stands so they don't get stabbed up outside.
Yeah.
Same thing happens in hood schools.
Wait, even women's soccer?
No, women's soccer.
That's why they can't get equal pay.
Yeah, there's not that much fighting in women's soccer.
That's sweet.
No, your school was like a whole bunch of different kids in it, huh?
It was pretty diverse, I would
say.
What
was the thing you told me? You only called your teachers by their first name?
Yeah, so it was like a public school / Montessori school.
Oh, you were like good kids.
I was a good boy.
Yeah.
Public school / Montessori school.
That's sort of what it felt like. That's the best way to,
an experimental school in a public school system?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to a similar like that, too.
Of course you did.
Special program.
No.
What you went to? What? You went to a special program about what?
It was like,
you was in there fucking up the curve for everybody else. Yeah, you was fucking it up for everybody else.
No, my elementary school was like that. Like, we called our teachers by, like, first name. Like, oh, Monette. Hi, Monette. You know, like that, you know?
I know. I went
How many kids in the school?
Yeah, no, but it was like a Latino. It was like a gifted program. I had to take, like, a test.
My elementary school, we had to talk to the teacher behind that blaster. The Chinese, yeah.
It's like a Chinese restaurant, my science class. She's wiping the steam off the...
Let me get a number two.
You're turning your homework into the fucking one of those, like, delicious...
Don't be putting all the fries. I know you're not putting all the chicken pieces. Also, here's my homework.
So how big was your school?
So it was like a special program. Our program had maybe like 150 kids.
And that was inside...
Inside like the high school.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was your year, 150?
No. The
whole school.
Freshman to like senior. Yeah.
And it was 9th through 12th?
Yeah, 9th through 12th. Yeah.
So they kept y'all away from the other kids in school?
Yeah, it was like separate.
Separate but equal? Yeah. No, it wasn't equal at all.
Meet your teacher, Jim Crow.
The other kid's like, my books are made out of candy. Go to class. Holy shit. Yeah.
Did anybody give a shit that your dad was a pastor or whatever?
Like, in terms of who, like, my friends or, like...
Yeah, did it, like, matter at all?
Like, did you have other Korean? Did you hang out with Korean kids? Right.
There was, like, a lot of cool? Korean kids in our school.
Out of the 150 of those kids in the gifted program, 149 was Korean.
There was a lot of Korean kids. Yeah. But, like...
So, let me ask you this. Yeah. Like, if you have the gifted program with 150 kids and a lot of Korean kids in there, what is the life like for the Korean kid ain't getting there?
Right.
That didn't make it to the... Do y'all make fun of him?
He's working at the
Right. They go to Christian school. You know?
Oh, the parents got to pay for it?
He has to work at the dry cleaner after school.
Yeah, well, it was like a gifted program, you know? So it's like some public funding goes to like a gifted thing. And then it was like one of those schools. So we got like the latest like computers.
So if you were Asian and you didn't get into that program, your parents would be pissed or happy?
They would be pretty fucking pissed.
Pretty fucking pissed. Yeah, so that's a hard life for that the dumb Asian. That's still fucking valedictorian, but still like this. You ain't make the program.
Well, that's the thing. I wasn't like a smart Asian. I was like one of the dumb Asians.
Right. Did you cheat?
But you were Asian enough to get in this.
Yeah, but people would like cheat off me. You know what I mean? I'd be like, why are you doing that? Because I was doing it off you. You know what I mean?
He wasn't an Asian you wanted to sit next to.
Did you date white girls or other Asian girls?
No, I like Asian girls.
You look Asian.
So
does it matter what flavor Asian?
Yes,
like,
it does.
I don't like dating Korean girls.
First of all, here's what you can't date because you're Korean. Japanese.
Oh, but I like Japanese.
I know you do. Because we all like what we don't supposed to be fucking.
Welcome
to Earth, motherfucker.
No, but
your parents would destroy you.
If you hooked up with a Chinese girl, would your parents be pissed?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Now they're just like, oh, I'm glad someone is even taking you. You know?
They're at the point where they're like, anybody?
So
we'll even take the Japanese.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they're like, hello.
Sticking.
So who's the girl the last girl you dated or date now?
Well, I'm dating a Chinese girl right now.
Okay. Yeah. What does she do?
She's in fashion.
That's not what I would think.
I know.
Oh, she's an LA girl?
Yeah, but she lives in Paris right now. But I met her.
Oh,
nigga,
she dumping you. Oh, you out. Yeah.
This is way too conditional.
Exists. Yeah.
Also, how many of us believe this girl exists? She goes to a different school, y'all. Y'all don't know her.
You are Asian. You can build one in your basement.
Yeah.
But she's in Paris now working?
Yeah.
Okay, this sounds like The Devil Wears Prada, ain't that? One of those movies where it didn't turn out right when the fashion girlfriend went away?
Yeah, that was.
God damn it, Karen, that's your number.
Yeah, no. You have to fly to Paris to beat someone for her.
Yeah, were you in fashion and stuff? Or?
No. She's just a girl.
I worked for Sean John for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Doing what?
What did Puffy do to you?
Smelled him, actually.
Fixing computers. True story. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Puffy smelled him a bunch of times.
So what are you talking about?
So I did IT, but while I was working there, they released a cologne, and then they had to test the cologne on somebody.
Okay.
But you're in IT.
Yeah, but he's hairless.
He picked him out like this.
He's like
him,
a Filipino girl.
So they needed, specifically, they needed somebody that didn't have hair on their arms, and I don't have any.
Yeah,
so.
You do have the skin of a penguin.
This kid's going to look 16 until he's 80.
What
annoying.
Jesus Christ.
Were you mercilessly harassed in school for your...
I wasn't. I was like, I guess...
Amphibious skin.
Are you part Asian?
I get that a lot. Yeah. No, I'm full Dominican.
Are you equally comfortable on land and...
No, but while I was
what was Atlantis like?
He's like, oh, hold on, my mom's calling.
Where Show me your gills. Reveal yourself.
So while I was there, they were like, oh, we need somebody that doesn't have hair on their arms. And then I went upstairs, and I was Estee Lauder, all these French people. And then they came up to me. They sprayed all this cologne on me. Right. Diddy walked in the room, and I didn't know. They didn't tell me.
Oh, they were setting you up for a good finger.
For real? I'm like, what is exactly
Diddy
happen?
Walked in and was like, he's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah. Diddy's like, all right, let's get to it. They're like, no, you're just smelling this one, Diddy.
He needed someone with a smooth hairless asshole.
I thought I was going to provide like input on this cologne.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Let's get the IT guy up here to tell us what he thinks.
And then he smelled me. He literally put his nose on my body. And he smelled me, and it was weird. And then,
what did he say? You smell wonderful. You smell like a remix.
Send Cassie to the upstairs house.
Did you come immediately?
Yeah, pretty much.
How did he smell you? Was it one of those or did he just kind of like?
No, he didn't really make a noise. He smelled me, and then there were like three different scents, and he smelled each one.
Right.
And then
did they have to put one on your crotch?
Yo, the rules are rules. Last question. And then, so usually I always tell people like, oh, everybody's like, oh, that's just crazy that it happened. But he didn't like any of the scents that he smelled.
He didn't like how it mixed with your fucking hairless thing.
He wasn't a fan.
He's like, find me a motherfucker with hair.
He said, get this fish boy from hell, from Hellboy out of here.
And then this kept happening. This happened about 10 more times.
What?
He kept smelling me.
Did he smell you 10 times?
Nah, this is something.
10 different times.
And then the 10th time, he liked the smell. He's like, this is the one. And then I Am King is the cologne that went on for sale.
You know, you could literally sue.
No, for what is this one for?
Smelling?
Smelling royalties? Smelling?
Yeah. Yeah, you have the right not to be smelled.
I have this dream that one day he and I walk past Diddy, and Diddy's like, hey, it's smell boy.
Yeah. Oh, he'll remember.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll definitely remember. So did they give you compensation?
No, they didn't. I had it.
You fucking. Oh, wow. It's Sean John.
I don't know what. What's the going rate for being smelled?
$75, nigga. Come on, girl.
200 roses.
You can sniff everything on her.
And he has to raise your baby.
Because you are pregnant after those
days. It would have been funny if he sneezed, though. You know, as he was doing it, he's like, didn't.
Sure, the hypothetical thing would have been hilarious.
It's weird. It's weird out of everybody at the business, somebody in IT that. Was he looking at the cameras? Who came up to you initially?
Somebody from marketing. I remember that.
A girl, a guy?
A guy.
Gay dude?
Gay dude.
Oh, they set you up.
They set you up.
Wait, he's like, I know who you want, Diddy.
He tried it 10 times to see if he played along.
Holy
smell, and he didn't.
I was being groomed.
He was like, hey, be looking for volunteers. Anybody want to volunteer? Get up.
His name is Diddy, but you can call him Dad.
So we're looking for volunteers. Anyone named Ishton, Olanko, or Rhyming, we'll take.
That just sounds creepy as fuck to me.
How much hairless real estate do you have? What about your legs?
My legs are...
You got pubic hair is what she's
asking. Yeah, I have a little bit of hair on my legs. Oh, okay. I have pubic hair.
So you're 50% useful to Diddy.
Anybody want to confirm?
Nah, I don't take your word for it, nigga. Drop them trials.
I weirdly have no facial hair, but I do grow chest hair, which is very odd.
Really? Yeah. Well, that's the Dominican in you.
Yeah.
It's no like hair, no wells, but you got a little chili meat right there.
No, nothing.
You're like the Japanese. Like, no hair, little chest, giant bush.
Yeah, I'm real submissive.
He wears those wooden clogs.
You know, hot. So you're getting hot on a Japanese show. Yeah. So you're getting hot on a Japanese.
Stay in Paris, honey.
Have you ever dated an Asian girl?
Nah.
Black girl?
Yes.
Okay. Why never Asian?
There weren't that many where I grew up.
That's true, but you're a grown man now, nigga. It's New York City.
I've been with my girl for 18 years.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
No, no kids.
No kids.
Married just 13 years as of 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God. Do you guys want kids or not?
I'm avoiding the subject.
All right, no.
I have a comedy career, you know.
18 years. That's a long time.
Long time, yeah. It'll be 19 in August.
Damn.
And what does she do?
She's a nurse and a photographer.
Nice.
Two jobs. I got none. Worked out pretty well.
And did she grow up in Jersey? Or?
Yeah, she grew up like real nice. She grew up like Hoboken, Jersey City, the first few years of her life.
Right.
And then it's Secaucus, which is like, you know, it's the suburbs.
Right.
So I had a teacher.
How'd our parents take you?
They liked me at first.
Is
when
she
I was
Cuban?
No. No, she's Italian.
Oh, okay.
They liked me when I worked in the corporate world and made a lot of money. And now that I'm a comic, they hate me.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, no,
what did
like,
you do
legit,
corporate?
I worked for, you know, the store Staples? I worked for the corporate division. So I handled 150 salespeople across New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania.
Oh, and then you're like, fuck that.
And you gave that up for knock knock, who's there, nigga?
The bad economy did, but I negotiated an 18-month severance package. So I had 18 months to do. I couldn't work in sales at all because they would get that money.
Right.
I did a small consulting gig and they figured it out and took money away from my severance package.
How did they figure it out?
It's as soon as it gets declared. I don't know.
They got a team of Jews on it, man.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So I'm so proud of my people.
Oh yes, they do all the work.
Well, we are on top
of it. Sniffed it out, man.
On the way to collect rent in the Bronx, they smelled.
Wow. So too far.
Yeah. No, you went too far. Sorry.
The Holocaust
no, we can
just
say
happened.
It.
Yeah. Too soon, guys.
Nothing gives you that right.
So I basically was given, I think after that, 13 more months of doing nothing.
Right.
And my wife was actually the one who's like, "What have you? I've been working. I work 7 days a week through high school, through college." So my wife,
you're
was like,
so Cuban,
mad Cuban,
mad
like,
Cuban.
I had no option, right? So my wife was like, "Well, you've been working since you were 12. What do you want to do? What have you always wanted to do? Someone's paying you to stay home. Finally, go do it." She's like, "You got 13 months." I just never looked back. She's looked back many times. I've never looked back.
Right.
She always looked back like, "You know, I would love if you paid the rent. That'd be nice." Or at least helped.
That's cray cray.
I'm like, "Here's some drink tickets, baby."
But
girl.
You're the perfect dad. You're the perfect dad. She's got the jobs. You stay home. You tell jokes.
Are the walls
thing.
Getting closer in for anyone else?
No,
here?
Pay attention.
Is there an air conditioner, wow, maybe?
Have you run this thing?
Max!
Put the air on. Alexis Guerrero.
Everyone else hyper about
that? Now, is her parents Italian, like old school Italian?
Oh, very.
They love Trump.
They voted for Obama twice and Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that means yes, they love some Trumpy. Yeah. But I know your parents like them some Trumpy too.
Well, religious.
They're religious, but I don't know. They're not really political.
Get closer to the mic, right?
Yeah. They're not very political. I don't think they really understand like what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're not voting?
Yeah, I don't think they like do that.
They don't vote?
Yeah, I don't think they vote.
Okay, abortion, yes or hell yes?
I think they, because of me, I think it's yes now.
Let's just practice on a 32-year-old.
So who are you? You a Democrat, Republican, or what?
You know what?
What gang you belong to?
I would say Democrat. I would say more moderate, but I'm not really political either.
You don't vote, do you?
Well, I voted for Obama.
You Asian, it's gonna work
out
for you.
I voted for Obama twice, but I didn't vote this time around.
Okay.
Yeah. I voted for Bernie.
Yeah.
You're one of the reasons we stuck with this shit.
And how do her parents feel about Trump? Do they like him? Do they talk about it in front? Is the politics off limits when you go over there?
Politics is generally off limits because my wife doesn't want to get involved either.
What is she, Democrat?
She's way blown Democrat. Like, right. We're both extremely progressive. But my mother is, you know, Cubans are afraid of anything that's even slightly left-leaning, and she doesn't even like Trump. You know what I mean? But she hated Hillary since I was a kid.
Yeah.
My mother's been like, yo, Hillary's a part of the Communist Party when she was in college. My mother knew that when Bill Clinton was, she was like, I hate his wife, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the whole time.
Back when she was a Goldwater girl.
Yeah.
I know that bitch's history, too.
So she just like, I'm not voting, because there's no way in hell she could ever press a button that says Hillary Clinton. She just wouldn't do it.
Right.
So, like, I get that. But her family was like, well, let's see what this guy does. You know, this is the whole idea of, like, hey, he talks like I do. But there's a reason why you'll never fucking be president either.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
That's why guys at the deli shouldn't be president. You know what I mean?
So, what do you think will happen now? You think Trump's going to lose in 2020?
I'm afraid he won't.
He won't, man. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. I'm afraid he won't either.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, first of all, it's already hard enough to try to knock out an incumbent.
Yeah.
Plus, his fucking numbers are going up. The economy seems like it's sailing.
Yeah.
But he's a racist. Oh, yeah. To choose.
The shit that pisses me off is like all these people that act like what they say is like, no, I'm saying this in a bubble. Like, I don't have all this proof of like, you know, being sort of, aligned with him the entire time. Like Tommy Lauren put, just because you win a championship at soccer, that makes you an athlete, which is great, but it doesn't make you a hero. It's like, you forget that we know who you are. We're going to read that.
I still want to come on Race Wars, though, but goddamn, she makes me want to just.
You like her?
No.
Part of me is like.
But I like how she gets under people's skin.
I mean, look, she's good at it.
She gets under the skin.
I'm never going to take someone. I never take credit away from somebody, and I'm certainly never going to fuck with anybody's money. There's a nort coming out of me. But like, so you do what you do. But the part of this idea that like everyone is just being like, oh, you know, what he said wasn't that bad. Homie, we know you've been riding for him since day one.
Right.
And we know everything he said. Was the locker room talk shit happen? Like, all right, we all pick sides.
So you already know what he's about. So if you just win it, you win it.
You win it. I get it.
How do you explain that to your kids, though? Like, if you got daughters, I don't know how you explain that to them.
I guess it's just like, well, you know, like I can't imagine like racist parents with like mixed kids. I can't imagine any of this shit.
Yeah.
My fucking God, you know?
Are you going to vote? Who are you going to vote for next time then?
Anybody but fucking Trump.
Kamala Harris, nigga?
Elizabeth Warren. I'm a huge fan.
She's a boring-ass kindergarten teacher.
Yeah. She could not compete with him.
She her numbers look good. She's raising money. I think she raised like $18 million or
whatever. She just seems like a reasonable human being. And she's always been like that, as far as I know, that kind of progressive and with the economy. She's always been, I've always seen her like in documentaries. Even when she was like a teacher, she was always like that person that people would go to find out about economics and stuff like that.
Very smart.
Makes sense to me. So that's I'm a fan of her.
That Native American thing is going to come back to bite.
She's very smart. She has a plan. She's laying out her plan. That's what she has, what everybody else has. And a lot of people grabbing onto her fucking suggestions and now pulling into their fucking talking points. But she's smart, but can she stand on stage and kill the master?
No.
Yeah. I mean, this nigga is the dragon master. He put niggas to bed last time, man. Teflon. Little Ted.
Yeah.
I was like, this motherfucker's stinging people. It's like a roast.
I will say this about him. When she was like, blah, blah, if he was running the rules, blah, 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 and he goes, you'd be in jail. I'm like, that's perfect
and timing.
And the timing. It was perfect timing.
And then the Rosie O'Donnell thing that he said. Yeah. Only Rosie.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz's own family calls him Lion Ted Cruz. It sucks so hard.
That dude look at Jeb. Look at Jeb. Low energy Jeb.
The kids put it on their Father's Day card. Yeah.
Here's a tie, you lying ass motherfucker. That is the one Cuban that embarrasses me the most. More than Fidel Castro. Ted Cruz embarrasses me the most.
Why? But it's
him and Marco Rubio. You know who him and Marco Rubio are?
Oh, Rubio's father. Whose father was the...
Oh, no, Ted Cruz's father. No, but the both of them are exactly who our mothers would have wanted us to be. Those little bitches who did everything exactly the way their families wanted.
Right.
All Cubans hate those motherfuckers. I hate them both.
They hate those kind of Cubans. Yeah. Because what, they just conform to fucking...
Because they're exactly what you want. Oh, I'll go to school. I'll wear a suit every day. I'll be a good boy. I'll comb my hair to the side.
No, they got no soul. What's the soul? They still got soul?
They got nothing.
Zero.
Disgusting people. Fuck them. They're not invited to my fucking cookout.
Disgusting. You're supposed to quit your job, get with a girl with two jobs, never get a job. That is how you do Cuban.
Thank you. Act Puerto Rican.
No kids.
There's got to be a lane for the nerd Cubans too, right?
Nah, fuck them. pick up spreadsheets or some shit. Get out of politics.
Rubio's pretty young. How old is Rubio?
He's not even. Is he? He's in his early 40s.
40s,
right?
I think. Yeah, but he seems like an old man.
He's a nerd.
He seemed like an old man next to Trump.
Yeah.
Trump seemed like he was out here.
Trump's like dishing, fucking, and he goes, well, like everything he says is like, excuse me, can I speak now? Fuck out of here. You're not winning.
Right.
Nerd.
And how's Elizabeth Warren going to put up with that?
Yeah.
I can see Kamala Harris laying in.
Kamala Harris, lawyer for a long time. She's prepared for that shit.
But she's still going to answer those questions about keeping motherfuckers in jail for that motherfucking private jail shit. And they got free fucking labor from people because they kept
Warren has been like pairing with AOC a lot. It seemed to be like working together, and we met AOC.
She has a Gullius shirt.
She has one of those shirts. Oh. We actually met her at LaGuardia Airport, and
do they hate her on the right? They hate.
You should have seen our mentions,
dude,
boy.
We took a photo with her, and then she retweeted it, and they went off. They went off on us, being you're communist, all these socialists. Ooh. Like, what are you guys doing?
Did you feel so successful? You're like, oh my god,
and you're already Cuban, so if they call you a communist.
I was so ready for that conversation. All I did was screen cap it and just put like, you mad on all of them. Fuck out of here. Blocked
for
all
some
of
reason.
Them.
She gets under. That's why I like her too, because she gets under conservative skin.
I was just she's from the Bronx.
She's a fucking freshman congresswoman from fucking, you know, it's Bronx and Queens, her section.
Yeah.
And it's like her name comes up all the time, like she's a Kennedy.
Yeah.
Why are they so angry at her?
We had people being like, I'm glad that your shirt is getting so much, you know, your merch is getting so much stuff, but like, you know, watch out for her politics. I'm like, it's a human being holding her shirt.
Yes.
Fuck out of here. We saw her in the airport. And I was like, oh my God, and I couldn't even remember her name. And he was like, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And she turned around. First of all, she is tiny.
Tiny, yeah.
I'm like, yo, I can't believe anyone's mean to you. Yeah, she's like frail looking. Yeah.
You would think someone that small shouldn't be so courageous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was first a bartender
right
in New York City.
Her looking right at
She was first a bartender downtown Manhattan, so I'm sure she kicked out some drunk motherfuckers before.
Sure. But I do like the fact that she's been very vocal about, like, you know, Twitter's important and online discourse is important.
Well, you know, she's being sued now because she blocked people.
Oh, really?
And she was the one that was like, Trump has to unblock everybody, but she didn't, and now she's in trouble a little
bit. But how can you not block people? Some people you got a block.
But you can't if you're the president or if you're in Congress. If you're an elected official, it's free speech.
But what if somebody's saying, I'm going to kill your kids?
That's, I don't think that's what happened.
But no, it's, I'm sure there's a lot of that. Were you nuts?
I would also suggest.
Definitely Cortez is getting a ton of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If someone says that, I don't think a block is enough.
Yeah. And they ready to kill that white boyfriend with his red hair?
Yeah.
She's a ginger boyfriend?
Ginger boy.
She went all the way.
She went just like me. My girl's got red hair. Hey.
There you go. Little mermaid pussy.
Her parents will hate you.
Yeah, exactly. Not the new Little Mermaid. Not the
mermaid. That's right. The black girl. That's right. We got it. People got angry about that.
Hashtag not my mermaid.
Yeah. Get mad over some fictional nonsense. Okay, meanwhile, they can play Jesus and they can play Michael Jackson and Othello. And
nobody's and mad about the mermaid. That some people are just like, everybody's mad about that mermaid. No one gives a
shit. I saw the post. Some people were mad about the mermaid. There's like this. I have red hair. Even girls in pictures. I have real red hair. I have a better chance. I should be the. I'm like, bitch,
oh,
are you really
are you?
No, white girls.
Oh.
Black girls are like, mm-hmm, get your money. Get that bag. Get that bag, Holly. Holly, get that bag.
R.I.P. white girls.
No, she's getting there's some mad hate. Some people just like to hate on everything. Even when he's saying Spider-Man was going to be the black kid or a Hispanic kid.
Yeah, when they were supposed to be Don Glover, everybody went nuts.
Yeah.
Fuck them. It's okay. These are cartoons you people are mad about. You're mad about drawing.
Also, you're doing the job for them. Like, you can't get better marketing than people being like, that's not my mermaid. And then people are like, what's this mermaid drama?
It can't be a black girl because when they originally drew it, they clicked on the different Pantone. It's a white person.
Yeah.
I honestly think stupid. Because of the, like, when we found out all, like, the Russian bots that about, like, they try to, about the vaccines and they try to, like, get people upset at each other.
Oh, yeah. In
America, why wouldn't they do this about with
Little
Mermaid?
Oh, they do it for race. Oh, yeah.
Actually, no.
Oh,
the original photo is a Russian bot. The original photo of a woman holding it. Yeah. It's a Russian bot.
It's
who
just
created
like,
it.
They're trying to stir things up in America.
Americans get angry at each other over nonsense.
It's but a clearly, photo somebody posted on Twitter like 8 years ago that's innocuous. And the comment, the person had like three followers, and it was just getting retweeted by all the bots. That's how
dare
viral.
These Russians try to do what Race Wars the podcast does.
Hell,
and stir shit up. I mean, that's our thing. Fucking dirty fucking trouts.
We need to get you with some Russians, my guy.
Oh, we had some Russians on before.
Some borscht.
My girlfriend's half Russian. Her mom is Russian. From like USSR and all that.
You know what? You would make a perfect mermaid.
Is she?
You are so smooth and fish-like.
Oh, thank you. I'm actually wearing a women's shirt as well. It's crazy.
Hilarious. Wait, so your girlfriend's Russian Jewish?
Yeah, her mom.
Asylum Jew?
No, I don't think so. Oh, yeah. No, not asylum Jew.
Should we go to commercial? What do you want to ask?
I'm trying to think.
We'll be right back.
I don't know their exact backstory.
Technical
they were just unhappy in the Ukraine.
That usually sounds like Jews leaving out of it. Yeah, that's asylum Jews from the Ukraine.
Yes.
Where did they move to when they came here?
They moved to Queens, I believe.
Asylum.
Okay. Maybe, I'll check in. I'll come back.
They were being persecuted over there.
Yeah, they were. Her mom would tell me stories. Yeah.
The Russians?
My wife's grandfather is Ukrainian. Mm-hmm. And he knows some Yiddish, and I'm like, yo,
Russia.
He lied and said he wasn't Jewish to get here. His family did, at least when he was a kid. And she's like, I don't know. I don't think we're Jewish. I'm like, well,
Jewish.
Yeah.
Because people have to get the fuck out of there. We're getting fucking killed and persecuted.
Even Jews don't speak Yiddish. That's so Jewy. Yeah. That's like old school Jewy. Like, nobody speaks
If
Yiddish.
You research the last name Guerrero, which is what my name comes from, it's the Jews in Spain that made chainmail.
Really?
Yeah, there's Jews everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's Jews everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As much as Gavin McGinnis would like to stop it.
How'd you know Gavin?
Huh?
How do you know Gavin?
Just he's fucking. I mean, how you not
he's
know?
He's been on a couple of times. He's been on the show.
I know. That's why I brought his name.
One time he came.
I got some smoke for Ann Coulter too.
One time he came in dressed as a woman. Remember that?
Oh yeah. And then he pissed full in a drag. Cup. He peed here, where he's sitting.
Were
peed
we
in a cup? He
were we in
cup.
This place, or did we do it like live at a studio?
It was here.
Okay, it was here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this place is so permissive.
Yeah.
You can pee in a cup. You can do whatever you want.
He had the wig, a dress.
He was the original Black Mermaid.
I didn't know the original Black Mermaid was so proud.
But he's Canadian too. You do know that. So,
so is Ted Cruz. And there's no rules anymore.
Really? Ted Cruz?
Yeah.
Did his father move from Cuba to Canada and then he came here?
And he was born in Canada and came here.
He was born in Canada?
That's what I heard.
That's why Trump should have beat him. I don't want no goddamn Canuck.
Yeah, no.
Down here fucking with my Canucks, nigga. No.
Might have put a that
title.
On a shirt.
Take the title now.
Yeah.
Rename the
Max.
I didn't know. That's right. They did try to. They brought that up during a campaign.
Yeah.
So fake-ass honestly, Cuban. Do you think Biden has a chance.
Yes, and here's why. He hasn't pulled the ace out of his sleeve yet. He hasn't gotten the Obama.
There's no way to call Obama ace. He's a ace of spades.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, he brought up Obama in the debate. And
Obama
was like,
hasn't come out and said anything yet.
Well, Obama's going to come out because he don't want to be get in the middle of it.
Obama
but he
didn't want him to run
Biden
in the
did
first
refer
place.
To, he was he, and it was a good point. He was like, how come everybody's bringing up my past because I've been in the game longer than everybody else?
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Nobody want to bring up the 8 years that I was with Obama.
Mm-hmm.
You were going to bring up past? Bring that up too. I lived that.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's right.
It was painful to watch.
I was like, that was right.
Obama. And I was like, oh, here we fucking go. I like him. And it was honestly painful.
You don't like no old white man like that, Karen. Yeah. You know, you don't like him.
First of all, it's my type. And I call him
Are
daddy.
You looking for a daddy? Oh, there you go.
Second of all, have you met me?
You know, she ain't voting for no old white man like that.
It was a massacre. I felt like he was my actual blood father watching him get massacred on the stage. I felt for him so
for
much.
For Biden.
Yes. Because
I think he did fine in the debates.
Well, here's why he didn't do fine. Because he kept apologizing and he kept starting a sentence and then not finishing it. And that's so...
He's 78 years old.
People can't see you doing that. If you start
the
sentence
plugs,
and people
in.
Start talking over you, you have to just finish the sentence. Otherwise, it looks like you... He was like talking like a human being and the debates are not a place to be human. You have to just go for it hard. And
so you think Trump
will
tear him apart?
Trump is going to tear him apart like a pastry.
I think it would. Well, if the negative campaign ads, if he gets a nomination, of the highlight reels of him weirdly touching women and kissing them in a straight way.
I think it's more comical now than anything. You see him with a little boy doing it. Little boy's like, it's all right, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of comfortable. His hands are warm. It's kind of nice. Yeah. I grew up without a father. The dude can touch my shoulder if he wants. It'd be kind of nice. I'm not going to lie to you.
Call me champ.
Yeah. I'll go play ball with him. You want to play catch?
Throw the ball around.
I think as soon as Trump tries to go for the whole touching stuff, here comes the Access Hollywood tape.
Yeah.
I'd much rather touch a woman's shoulder.
I'm saying it
deflates it.
But
Jeffrey Epstein
is taking the heat off of touchy white guys everywhere.
Yeah,
and also,
he's taking the heat off of everybody.
He got Trump and
he took the heat off of Hitler. Hitler like, thanks, Jeffrey. Shit, I had a good week this week.
OJ like, nobody worried, I'm on Twitter right now. Back to the golf video.
Everybody having a good week after Epstein. Good God almighty, in a costume. He had that long fucking press conference today trying to explain why they did that backroom deal for a billionaire. Look at this America.
Yeah. He wasn't going to accept the plea deal. How come he has to accept the plea deal? If I were to go to fucking jail or go to trial, no one would care if I was going to take the plea deal.
But they had, I think they were scared of their lawyers, and I think they all kind of in bed with each other, but it's just big money shit. But
yeah.
I was just shocked that, first of all, they caught the motherfucker at Teterboro. Plane landed from France, they tackled him.
Yeah.
And then they already had cops at his Manhattan apartment going through shit, and they found a trove of fucking underage girl pictures and different
situations.
They were
labeled girl nude pictures.
Hilarious.
he was not
hiding anything.
Better than the one folder of travel photos on everyone's desktop.
He had it on the young girl coochie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Illegal, comma, pussy.
Pussy not allowed. Yeah.
Why, he has a label maker. Yeah. No, pretty impressive.
His brother, P-Touch, is very warm. He seems to be using it quite often.
Why do you think he was so brazen with it? Because he was rich?
Yes.
Of course.
He's going to get out of this too.
No, his attorney, he's got good attorney. Nigga, really got good attorney.
He's got the best.
His attorney's already coming out like this because he already got charged guilty with it in 2009 or whatever and did 2 years.
Yeah.
So they just saying that.
Do you know what he did? He did 2 years being able to leave jail 6 days a week.
Wow. Right.
He got work release.
You know why? Because
there
ain't no little girl pussy in jail.
But it is outside. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta go out there.
You gotta go where it is.
Right.
But yeah, he did 2 years. But they saying his attorneys are saying that this is some of the same shit that he already got prosecuted for. So he can't fucking be double jeopardy to try to prosecute him.
But his plea deal that he
said, in Miami.
It is
not here because it's not in Florida and not here, right? So it wasn't federal charges.
They found a girl here.
It was a state charges, but the DOJ did get involved. accepted it and did that deal with them, right?
Yeah, but they found a girl here that's not a part of the Florida case.
So they're going to have to try that whole shit.
Yeah, they're going to, but they're, but
it's a seal indictment too, which tells me that they got some other shit.
They're allowed to bring the girls up from Florida to act as character witnesses for the girl from New York. So
you
this
mean
is
they're
open all this
So
up.
They're allowed to traffic the girls up from Florida? Yeah.
He was actually like, I can help you with that. You know?
I know how to get them here better than anybody else.
I got experience.
I'm J.E., yeah. baby.
They'll show up pantless. No, too far. Epstein, too far. And I want to give him that Epstein bar. Anyway, sorry.
That's what I like.
Thank you.
They was giving that motherfucker. It was creepy shit that I was hearing that he was doing.
Dude, when I grew up in Newark, do you guys know who Sharp James is?
Of course. The mayor Sharp James? The blackest nigga in America?
When he left office, he left in a Malcolm Shabazz bucket hat, Malcolm Shabazz tank top, and he rode his bike through City Hall. Yeah. Shouts to Sharp James, the most corrupt human being.
Corrupt?
My spirit animal.
Money. He was the most corrupt. He was more like, Mary and Barry
corrupt.
Had nothing on him.
No, Mary and Barry was like, that's what I'm doing right now.
Sharp James, and wasn't he in office like 30 years?
28 years? Wow. Cory Booker's the first person to take him down.
The crookedest dude.
He gave
his name was Sharp.
Yeah. He gave plots of land to his mistresses.
To his mistresses. And Cityland in Newark. Cityland in Newark.
I miss every mistress parceling that's ever happened.
Schools were taken down and that land went to fucking some hoe in a building.
Oh my God. You know what? Yeah. She deserved it.
That's some weird like scenario where you like you forgot to get a gift. You're like, oh babe, here's a plot of land. Yeah.
How about longitude 458 latitude?
You got exactly what I wanted.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah,
yeah. He was slick with his cause he was a real player, Sharp James.
Oh yeah.
So he did shit for the community. He definitely gave back. He did things that no other fucking white mayor did for these people.
He was like the Pablo Escobar. Like he fed his people.
Yep. He fed them and stealing.
But he took from the mafia. He had like balls. He took Vesuvio's restaurant right out from underneath the mafia. He stole restaurants from the mafia. I forgot why I brought him up. Oh, there was a.
Because he's a great American. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm talking. That's my dad.
Because he should get the Purple Heart.
Yeah,
is that why?
Yeah. From the Crips. But there was a nightclub called Steps in New York where 16-year-old girls would walk around pantless at his request. And of course, things happen, but like it was 17, 16 year old girls, and that's where he would bring like business people who wanted to spend money in Newark. He's like, come to my nightclub. And there would be like just bottomless fucking teenage girls. And that guy's never been, no one's, prosecutor. I mean, this is like open, this was like in the New Jersey Journal, Ledger. No one's ever been prosecuted.
It was a different time in America where a politician could really be himself.
Yeah. Well, you know, you really had free reign, you know?
Yeah, this was, like everybody knew, all my boys from Newark.
Yeah.
They all came back to college. I went to Morgan State. They come back home with fucking a Sharp James story. We would sit around a campfire and listen to this great American.
Flashlight underneath the bed.
Then what'd he do?
Sharp James was like, everybody hated him. And I was like, man, I got to give him a lot of respect.
So if a motherfucker like Sharp James can stay in office doing that shit, so why can't a Trump say, I grab the pussy here and there?
Because he also hates gays. I mean, I'm sure Sharp might have.
Yeah, it would be fine if he wasn't like ripping children away from like these from their mothers.
Yeah,
like,
nobody was mad at Wiener.
Hey, well, we never met these mothers. We don't know if they're good or bad. Okay. He could be saving them.
Ain't nobody mad at Wiener, right? He was sending dick pics, and everyone was like, "Who cares? A cool guy."
Oh, he went to jail for it.
But he went to jail for it.
But that's what I'm saying. But nobody was mad at him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like no one hates him because of it. It was dumb. It was stupid. You go to jail. Everybody hates Trump.
His wife was pretty upset.
I saw her walk by me. Wiener
looked
so
pathetic. He was all wienered up and he was all like
his
sad.
His name was Wiener.
He was all noodly and he looks like that and it was like already a punishment. And he was like, it was like kicking a puppy where it's like, oh, Wiener. It was like embarrassing to watch, you know?
It's like, put your shirt on.
Get out of here.
But you know, he's like, if I lose more weight, I'll gain like a half inch for the pictures, you know what I mean?
He could have been the mayor.
Yeah.
Oh,
he would have won.
He had that. Remember the viral video that he had in Congress or whatever that where he was just screaming at some particular issue, but it went viral.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, "Yo, this dude is gonna be the next president." And then
he wienered his way out of it.
Yeah.
Because you know what? He got new attention on him.
Yeah.
And some dudes can't handle all that attention. Yeah. Now when you got that attention, you're like this. Maybe they want to fuck.
Yeah.
So you're going to send some pictures out. You're going to throw a line out there and see who bites.
Like, in school, you get a gold star. I'm like, does anybody want to fuck? Gold star, motherfucker, right here. I'm gold star there.
Maybe this can lead to pussy. Every dude's thoughts.
It has to cross your mind at every moment, right?
Ooh, I got a participation trophy. Somebody going to want to fuck.
He embarrassed that wife real good, didn't he? She was working for Hillary.
No. Yeah. And she tried to this. She was like, maybe this will go away. I can tell see her and Hillary putting the little heads together, trying to deal with these men.
I've been there before. And then Hillary go down on her. Slurp, slurp, slurp. You don't need them, girl. Slurp.
Well, she had to wait till he fucked up so bad and was so wienery.
Actually,
that's
like
so
a major
gross
conspiracy
that she could actually leave. What?
That she's like part of the Muslim Brotherhood and they sent her here to be like part of Hillary's campaign. And that's why she stayed with Wiener so she could stay in politics. This is
Muslims
crazy.
Muslims don't talk to women. Get out of here.
Thank
there's
you.
There's a YouTube. Stupid.
Put it in the hands of a woman. Yeah. Are you crazy?
Stupid.
Just a boat. You hear laughter coming from a yacht in the Emirates.
That's actually what's racist. Like, do you not understand Muslim culture? That could never happen.
And what did she do? Drive herself to this meeting? This is very funny. She took herself to a meeting in the car.
And her hair, you can see it.
Yeah,
they'd
rather lose than do
some
shit like
outside?
That.
They'd rather lose. No. You got any plugs? Pluggy plug, plugs.
If you're in D.C., this weekend we're going to be performing at D.C. United Stadium at Audi Field. Come through. Nice. You know any other comedians that are performing at soccer stadiums? Nah, son. That's us.
Son.
Go to @SoccerCooligans for all that. Follow my comedy @NotAlexis. Come see me when I'm, in your town.
Dope.
For me, it's @BrianKimComedy on Instagram and Facebook.
Nice. Yeah. Thanks for coming on, y'all.
Go ahead. Thank you. @ChrisPolanco for my stuff. @SoccerCooligans. Yeah, we
say
do.
The DC thing again. Two
DC United. If you're a fan of soccer and you like comedians talking about it, please check out our show. It's we've been having a good time doing.
We're also going to be in Charlotte the weekend after that.
Yeah, doing
for
stuff
House
with
of soccer.
Yeah, doing stuff with Arsenal. So that's going to be incredible.
That's
dope.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's big stuff. Yeah. White daughter.
It. I'm on Twitter. I be tweeting now. Karen Kardashian. KEREN. You get it. And he's like, you're so white. Karen Jew is not white. We'll get
is
into
your
it later.
A pair
oh
of
my
Uggs?
God, we'll get it. We'll talk. And Karen Margolis on Insta. You get it.
Excellent. Great episode. Go to smallworldcomedy.com. I'm doing an hour again July 20th at the Comedy Cellar and July 27th. That's Saturday. So get your tickets, comedycellar.com. Come see your boy, run a new filthy hour. Yeah. And thanks to everybody who came out this week to the show last night, Tuesday night at the Comedy Cellar. We had Joe Mackey, Sam Morrell, Ashley Barnhill. We had Sam J, Greer Barnes, Jamanika Saunders, and Derek Gaines. It was a great show. Your boy hosted
right
it. It was fire. Wow. It was all fire. Sold out.
Yamanika's
so
album is amazing.
Oh, yes. Damsel in Distress. Go check that out for Yamanika. And check out La Cubana, West 15th, between 9th and 10th, Chef Carl Ruiz. That's it. Race Wars, all your mothers. Peace.